Yesterday we spoke about the thickness of the schach, and today I want to speak about what the schach is actually made from. So the Mishnah in the first parak of Masechet Sukkah, Mishnah Daled, says Zeh HaKlal, Kol Shehu Mekabel Tumah Ve'en Gidulo Min Haaretz, Ein Masachekin Bo. Anything which can contract ritual impurity and doesn't grow from the ground, then you can't use it as schach. Meaning for it to be schach, it has to grow from the ground. It mustn't be something which can be mekabel tumah. And also the Mishnah makes it clear that it mustn't be mechuba lekarka. So a branch of a tree or a vine from grapes, something like that, is kosher for schach, but it needs to be detached from the ground rather than still attached. Interesting, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is not davar shegidulo min haaretz, but davar hatzomeach min haaretz, something which sprouts from the ground, and this comes to exclude animal skins, because animals are regarded as gidulo min haaretz, they grow from the ground, but it's not tzomeach min haaretz. This din is actually a din d'oraita, that it mustn't be mekabel tumah and it must be gidulo min haaretz. The Gemara learns it out from the pasuk ha'kasukotah selecha, ba'os becha migorncha mikvecha, and we learn out that it needs to be, schach needs to be from solet gorem v'yakev, from the leftover bits from the threshing floor and from the wine press. The Bi'ur Halacha in Simun Taf Reish Kaf Tet, Se'if Aleph, says if you've got something which can be mekabel tumah midrabanan, midoraita, it wouldn't be mekabel tumah, but midrabanan, it would be mekabel tumah, then you can't use it. But b'shat hadachak, if you've got nothing else you could use, then you can use that, but you just wouldn't say a bracha over it. The Achronim discuss, does it actually dafka have to be something shegidulo bekarka? Meaning, what if I grow a plant in a plant pot which isn't perforated? Or even if I grow something hydroponically? So it's not gidulo min hakarka in a technical sense. And in actual fact, we've had a shiur on this topic about, say, what bracha do we say over such vegetables? But can I use it as schach? So Rav Eliashiv and Rav Folk, they paskened that it's not a problem. It's still regarded as Gorim V'Yakev, and therefore it ticks the necessary boxes. That's learnt out from the Nishmat Adam in Karkuf Nun Bet. It says that if it comes from a non-perforated plant pot, then it's going to be kosher. In Se'if Dalad, the Shulchan Aruch talks about what if you used stalks of flax to schach. So flax goes from the ground, it should be all right, and it is in principle all right. But imni dak mini pats psula, if it's been beaten and split, so it now looks like strands of fibre, which are used for making linen, then it's pasul. So there's a machloket between the Rambam and the Ravid as to why it is pasul in such a case. According to the Rambam, it's because it no longer looks like something which is gudulu karka. It doesn't look like it's grown from the ground, it just looks like some fibres for cloth. Whereas the Ravid says it's because it's now suitable to become the stuffing inside cushions and pillows, and therefore can be mekabel tumah. So there's a nafka mina here as far as paper is concerned. Can you use paper as your schach? Paper is made out of wood, or at least some paper is made out of wood, wood fibres, and it's gidulo min hakarka. So it will depend. If it's, we follow the view of the Rambam, it no longer looks like wood, it would be pasul. If we follow the view of the Ravid, you don't use paper to stuff inside pillows and cushions, so it should be permissible. The Bikure Yaakov, that's Rabbi Yaakov Enklinger, he has a commentary on Hilchot Sukkah and Lulav. So he paskens like the Rambam, says that most Rishonim hold like the Rambam, And that's the way that most poskim say, the poskim bring down, that you can't use paper as your schach. What about if you've got wooden schach, you've got bamboo canes or something like that, you want to paint them, you want them to look nice. So you paint some blue and some red and some green, whatever it is that going to be permissible? The poskim will say that is permissible, the colouring is batel to the canes, it's there, lana, or tor to decorate it, therefore it's not a problem whatsoever. Ad kan.